W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 4:55 a.m. Temperature 60 degrees.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 5:01 a.m. Temperature 60 degrees.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 6 a.m. Temperature 60 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 7 a.m. Temperature 59 degrees.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
KD2OGB, KE2BXH. KD2OGB, KE2BXH. Nothing heard. KE2BXH will be listening.
Good morning. The time is 10:55 a.m. Cloudy. Temperature 59 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
KG2RY listening.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
N2BH, T-Mobile,
W2VL, repeater.
N2VH, Z-Mobile from KG2RY, hello there.
Hey, hello there. I am, Mobile, in Nebraska, headed south. Had a nice day, 51 degrees, bright sunshine, name here is Kent. Hello, Echo November. Ken's my name, and I'm using Echo Link. Back to you.
Hello, Ken. We know each other. My name is David. Is my signal okay?
Oh, yeah. Sounds beautiful, as they say on a TV radio. Wall to wall and 10 feet tall. How you doing? You at your home, QTH in Manhattan? Down in the village? Back to you.
I am. You know, my radio, I had to do another partial reset on the radio, and I think that's something I need to do periodically. I think that the antenna might be affecting the radio and causing it to require these resets. So I have to go up there and have a look and see what's going on with the antenna.
As long as you have access to looking at your antenna and tweaking it, that should be a pleasure, huh? Those people that can't get to their antenna must drive them wild like myself. But hey, maybe go into a little bit of explanation of that in greater detail. I won't be able to hold it more than another minute or so, so go ahead and maybe give me a quick Reader's Digest version of what you're going to explain that.
Well, I have to get access to it. It's not like I can just go up there and look at it.
Okay, how would I know, right? I don't know. Well, here I am coming up to the point of no return. I drive in a certain way and I have a landmark. When I reach that landmark, I lose all RF. The only thing I can pick is the terrestrial radio signals and satellite radio signals for my broadcast radio. But as far as the cell phone, I'm dead. I even have an amplifier, which gives me greater distance to my cell phone. But I can't, you know, Mother Nature puts up these blockades and you just can't see. But real quick, for one, I had a very serious surgery take place and it knocked the wind out of me. So.
Well, Ken, I hope you're feeling better for that. I just want to say there's this thing called satellite phone, and satellite phone, you know, the phone sends signal to satellite, and it's good for people who are out in the middle of nowhere.
Thank you. November 2, Victor Hotel, this is Mobile. N2VH, Mobile listening.
WB2ZSC.
WB2ZSC from KG2RY. How are you, sir?
Well, good morning for another 3 minutes.
QSL, QSL. I'm wondering if you copy me okay.
Hey, sound okay. I just closed the window. So, any particular thing you're looking for?
Well, yesterday I was having QSO. Somebody told me I was breaking up. So what I did was I did a partial reset in my radio, and it seems to be working better. You know, I think the problem is up in the antenna, and it's affecting my radio. It requires for me to do a partial reset periodically.
Okay. Don't know exactly why or what that would be doing, but it sounds fine at the moment.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, I tell you, when it rains, it affects my SWR for sure.
Okay. Oh, and that would be an antenna or a sealant issue at the connector, but you're the only one who could tell. But yeah, maybe it's I don't know. Could be anything.
QSL. Well, it's raining now and it's working now, so at least I have some positive result from the partial reset.
Yeah, there may be the tiniest bit of crackling now and then, but, you know, I can't tell if that's your microphone or an RF issue because it's not there all the time. Oh, okay. That time something happened, but that may not have been you. That may have been interference up at the repeater, too. Anyway, I am just pulling into a parking lot, and I am looking for a spot to park, because I have to go inside the store.
QSL, and I have to say you sound great as well.
Okay, thank you. I will be back in a while. WB2ZSE.
73, KG2RY.
WIC listening.
2, she's at you.
Good morning, this is KDTC-WIC. My name is Henry, calling from Oceanside, Long Island. Could you repeat your call sign, please?
Call sign here is KD2UZU. I am having a little trouble with my radio.
Okay, KD2U. Maybe I missed one letter. I don't know, but okay, go ahead. What's up? What happened with your radio?
It's acting funny. Every time I key it up, it reboots. So I'm going to cut this short. My full call was KD2UZU.
KD2ZU. Okay. Your name is, what is your name? My name is Henry. Thank you for calling up here. I located in Oceanside, New York. I tried to work with my, this weekend, with my HF antenna mostly, for 10 meters, 20 meters, and 50 meters. So I'm working with the pole and everything like that. Everything so far so good. So that's what I'm thinking right now.
Thank you for coming back to me too. My first name here is Tony. And I am currently in America in front of my house playing with my mobile radio, which again seems to be giving me a little trouble. So I'm going to cut it short. I don't want to ruin this radio before I figure out what's going on.
Okay, QSL. Something happened with the noise. You got a noise from the background, I guess. I don't know if microphone or something like that, but I can understand something about your radio, but exactly, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, okay, thank you.
Calling at all. KD2U, you. This is KD2CC, the Charlie. Please stand by.
This might be a little bit better. Just one last try, and then I'm going to cut it short. KD2, you said you?
Yeah, much better, much better.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. We'll catch you again.
Okay, take care. Thank you, no problem.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listen.
Station 7M and 2KW Mobile.
PKW, is that correct? PKW Mobile, this is N2VHZ. You're a little staticky. Name here is Ken, Kilo Echo November.
Hi, Ken. This is Alan, November 2, Kilo Whiskey, stroke Mobile. And it doesn't surprise me that rubber ducky in the car, over.
Hello, Alan. Nice to meet you. Yeah, that's my initials, KW. Nice call sign. Nice to meet you, Alan. I lost about half your transmission, but I copied the other half. So here I am in Nebraska using Echolink in my car. I'm in the upper left-hand corner of Nebraska in the high plains of Nebraska using Echolink. Where are you located at? Back to you.
I'm inside the car. I'm in Queens.
understand you said you're using an HD inside the car in New York City. Is that true?
HD in New York City. Over.
Okay, what borough are you in? I would assume you might be in Manhattan. Are you in Manhattan or one of the other boroughs? Back to you.
I'm in Queens. Over.
Okay, you're in Queens. I'm very familiar with Queens. I lived in Queens. I lived in Flushing, right next to the Long Island Expressway, or also known as the Horace Harding Expressway, right near where Queens College is over there. And where about in Queens may you be?
I'm on the Long Island Expressway, westbound at Junction Boulevard. Westbound at Junction Boulevard. Over.
Okay, very good. Very good. On the LAE westbound by Junction Boulevard. Okay, I got you. I am out here in western Nebraska in the High Plains, cruising along at 80 miles an hour. And I'm headed towards a medical appointment here Monday morning. It's still 11 o'clock in the morning out here. And bright sunshine, 70 degrees. Very nice day. We have a few wispy clouds in the atmosphere, but otherwise it's pretty much not very windy. Very nice day. So have you ever been to Nebraska? Back to you.
Thanks, so. I don't think so. We did drive Route 80 west, but I don't remember being in Nebraska. If I was, I need it in sweepstakes. DW sweepstakes. Over.
Okay, well, you know, there's, you know, we have 80 runs right through Nebraska on the bottom of it. And there's nothing, there's nothing to point out. You go right through Nebraska, there's no attraction here. You know, Nebraska is very boring on the, you know, when you run through on I-80. So, South Dakota has I-90 running through it, which is just above Nebraska. I live also in South Dakota, up there by Mount Rushmore. So you said something about the twin states. What do you mean by that? Back to you.
You know, I almost...
Okay, Al, you're coming very broken up. That's the only reason I can't... When I hear you, you come in fine, but when I don't hear you, I don't hear you. That's the problem with your setup. Come in really good sometimes, and then when you don't, you don't. That's the issue. But I, you know, Nebraska is difficult for some people to get on HF, and South Dakota is even worse because there's so few people on HF most of the time, you know, because of the conditions. I'm on HF frequently and as often as I can. I use all bands, all modes. And I enjoy giving out the contacts from Nebraska to people, you know. And thing is, I also have a place in South Dakota. I like to do the same thing there, you know. I live just over the border. I live 2 miles over the border in South Dakota from Nebraska. And I have a lot of fun giving out contacts from there also. I live near a famous monument called Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. And it's pretty fun when I go on HF because there's not many people operating radio up there. And I like chatting on the bands up there. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore? Back to you, Alan. Well, I guess I just can't make the repeater anymore. Well... I was going to finish up by saying I-90 runs right by Mount Rushmore. That I-90 is pretty popular up there, Interstate 90. Okay, maybe when you could drop it to the repeater again, we could talk a little bit more. But this is Central VHD Mobile. I'll be listening for you.
and to VHC Mobile listening. November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile listening. November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile listening.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2ROV.
AC2JRQ.
Hey Joe, how's it going?
Not too bad, Rob. How's it going? Nice to hear you on 85. I can tell you on EchoLink, crystal clear audio. I spoke too soon. Yeah, you dropped out.
Yeah, I didn't drop out. My finger hit the microphone button. Yeah, it works pretty good for me because there's no telling where I am. So, you know, one day I'm here, next day I'm there. Next day I'm going from here to there and back. So it's always an adventure. I take a radio, put it in the car, and then I have to pull it out of the car, put it in another car. It just doesn't work.
Right, and the whole time you are 5'9", excellent audio, no matter where you are. That's the benefits of EchoLink. Yeah, I'm on the ST1D today, putting that radio through its paces a little bit, and I'm listening to HF, and I hear some Brazilians coming in on 10 meters, but all is well. I hope you did well with the storm last night. I know parts west got inundated, Queens County and Jersey and all that got a lot more rain than we did here on the island.
Yeah, the funny thing is, my QTH is located, I'm one business away from being on Barrack Road. So the floodplain ends at that business. But it's like, we never really get slammed with anything. It's like, yeah, I mean, you know, we did have the one Hurricane Sandy, and, you know, we did have down wires and threw trees down to block down. But flooding and stuff like that, nothing like that occurs.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you saw Joe sent out a picture there that's some down tree by him. So there are a lot of down trees. Everything is quiet here, no issues. But I know Queens County was listening on the radio, and Queens County was getting a lot of flooding. Probably down towards the south, I'm going to guess, by JFK.
Yeah, I would guess so too. It's more like, not even really swampland. What do they call it? Landfill. Is it JFK landfill? I think it is. I mean, I think it's all water at one point. W2ROB.
AC2JRQ returning. All right, hold on a second. I'm getting a call.
Okay, I'll do what I do best. I'll hold on. W2ROV.
ROV, KD2AKX.
AKX. Both sound familiar, but I'm not 100% sure. Name here is Robert, and the home QTH is Oceanside.
Hi, Robert. Sounds like you're working on a Yaesu, possibly a C4FM radio that has X-wires. Every time you key up, there's a blip. Gotta turn that.
Okay, that's EchoLink. Let me see if I can turn that off. I'm on EchoLink today. I think there's a menu button for that. If you give me a second, I'll oblige. W2ROV.
Very good. Wasn't aware that EchoLink had a, we used to call it back in the day, a Roger.
Okay, I don't know if that got rid of it. Let me know. Did it get rid of it? Did the menu item get rid of it?
All right, why don't you try keying up one more time?
Okay, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. It's interesting, though. Once in a while, the phone resets, and it may play around with the menu a tiny bit.
Yep, that took care of it. All right, very good. What was in the menu that you had to turn off? What was it called?
So, yeah, that, there's also a blip on the receive side, and it's a menu item, but like I said, I don't know if that, I still have it on the receive side. I could disable that too. I remember a long time ago that I had, when you checked in on a repeater, it actually broadcast your call sign, but I guess those days are all gone, so I guess that doesn't happen. I really need to check myself off out on RF while I'm using EchoLink just to double check what's going on.
All right, very good. All right. Well, I'm going to say 73 as I'm just coming up on my next stop here. So you enjoy and stay dry. This is Kilowatt Delta 2 Alpha Killer X-Ray.
Okay, and for the record books, first name? Well, gone in a flash.
W2ROB, KC2JRQ returning.
Okay, W2ROB. Somebody, I just talked to, said there was a blip at the beginning of my transmission. Going to the menu, sure enough, it was set. I'm like, I didn't set that. Must have reset that way.
It was a what at the beginning of the transmission?
What do they call that? An enunciator? Where it goes bleep, and then you talk. So that was a byproduct of maybe the phone resetting, I think.
Yeah, that's strange. I didn't notice anything. I'm just firing up EchoLink now.
You too, huh?
Yeah, but what was it? A beep or something? Because I didn't really notice anything.
Yeah, it was a beep. It was a beep. And I didn't have a radio on, so I wasn't playing around to check out my audio and all that off the radio. I do that from time to time just to make sure things are working smoothly, but I have no RF at the moment, so all I have is the phone.
The guy had a hard-on for Roger, but you just don't pay attention, man.
Hey, Rob, coming in on EchoLink. Any difference compared to...
Yeah, like you're sitting right across the room from me. It's like nothing scratched, nothing, you know. It's just the way to go.
Okay, yeah, no, I agree. Far, and it's only far. Sometimes it hooks up with some.
It is. So what bands are open today and what bands are not? That's what I need to know.
10 was open to Brazil a few minutes ago, and 20 was open. Yesterday it was dead. Sunday, the HF bed, but Saturday it was wide open. No rhyme, no reason. So there's a lot of solar pairs, solar storms, and filaments, and all kinds of stuff that's out. But a lot of solar activity. I guess we'll leave it at that. Saturday by far was the best day. Lots and lots of contacts.
That's a poor excuse, though, because we're supposed to be at the top of the cycle or close to it. And you never know. I'm beginning to wonder if they're just giving you an excuse. Well, it's a solar flare. Well, it's a solar disruption. Well, it's a storm in the Pacific. All right. I wonder if they really know what it's all about.
I don't really pay attention to broadcasts or I follow training, but remember the last solar cycle, thought it was over, and then it picked up again, and then they all started talking about the lot of solar activity. So on Sunday, it was a strikeout. So, getting on the Belt Parkway. You never know.
Yep, gotcha. I'm just amazed, lack of activity, particularly HF, particularly the upper parts of the band. It's just lack of activity, and it's like, okay, I guess it's just the way it's going to be, baby. But having said all that, the whole thing that's got me is they don't really seem to have the science now. It's an 11-year cycle. It might be a 13. There's a double peak. It's all confusing. Ask any scientist who's a ham, and they'll give you an opinion, and it'll probably differ.
Of course, is the fact that you up and down the band and fall down in stations. Sometimes it's just open, times are different. Overall, it's been okay. Actually, Saturday, I even heard some altimeters. That's probably the band part of the globe.
Yeah, actually, last week I was listening to 12 meters. I don't know why. I guess the VFO was plunked on a certain frequency, and sure enough, and the signals were great. I'm like, wow. But I listened for a couple minutes, but then, as usual, I had to go. So it didn't work out for me. But 12 is the band that nobody operates. It kind of like sits to the wayside, but it's okay. Not a big deal. I check my signal up by using one of the KiwiSats or WebSDR. And then I can see how good I'm propagating. And if I'm not propagating, I just assume the band's dead. But if I'm propagating to wherever it is it's going, I assume it's open somewhat and ripe for contact.
I don't do that as often as I should. I just search up and down, pieces are falling, and then it's not on 10, 12, 15, I do. So it makes good contact on just the data. Jersey 1, New Jersey 2 party, but I didn't hear one.
Wow, that's unique. So my question is, when's the next contest coming up? As far as I know, there's really nothing till the 10-meter contest in December. Oh, okay. Good deal. I'll try and work some of that. That ought to be something different to do. W2ROV.
ARQ returning. Yeah, there's a lot of smaller ones. There's a 220, 22 sprint, they call it, with hours. Like I said, I just heard somebody chime in on the 220, but they had some activity on 220, and they did some operators, so not too shabby.
Oh, that's interesting. I got a couple of 220 rigs. Maybe I'll fire one up. You're talking about the repeater, right?
Yeah, the club 220 repeater is in good shape. 2482. 4.82, 130.6.
Yeah, maybe I'll load that up later on tonight. See how that goes. That's interesting, because a lot of people say that the repeater might be down. But apparently it's up, so that's good. Another repeater.
Yeah, I had one contact over the weekend on the 220. Usually if I'm in the shack, those radios are on. Primarily on HF, but those radios are always on. I'll just fire them up. Like, I don't know if you heard the tone burst in the background. I don't know if it's mic'd. I'm usually listening, so I'll pick up a stray contact here and there.
Well, that's good. I mean, I don't have the opportunity to do all that, though. call it what it may be, but, I mean, it's just that, you know, I'm constantly being pulled here and pulled there. So, it's like, really, the only place you can operate 100% freely is in your vehicle, provided it's yours alone.
Yeah, nothing spoils a car ride than firing up the radio. I'll always joke around. I'm like, you guys can't operate the radio today. Just make sure you don't turn it on. And they'll look at me with that face. Yeah, nobody's turning that thing on. Nobody.
Yeah, I was in Connecticut maybe 2 weeks ago, and I started in a Q cell, and the XYL was in the bank with my brother-in-law, and they and they were expected to be in there for like an hour. So I said, oh, good, I have some time to play radio. No sooner did I say that, then she walked right out and said, well, the lady wasn't there that we had to deal with. Okay. So, unfortunately, the poor guy I was in CUSO with, yeah, see you later, gotta go.
Well, unfortunately, that's how it goes, right? But that's one of the great things about EchoLink, that you carry it with you, and if you got time to spare, you're at the mall, you're in the car waiting for something, and fire it up. I'll do it. I'll just fire it up. I have my favorites list. I'll go down the list and see, make a contact while you got time to kill. It's, you know, the purists will say it's not real radio, and I get that, but hey, listen, it's great for those that can't put an antenna up, and great for those that, like in your situation, you thought you're going to have an hour to kill and you have no radio, and it's something to do.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely. Well, I kind of like it because it fits the lifestyle of being out and about. And so if you're out somewhere, if you're home, you always got a way to connect, and you don't have to reach for an HT. Although the HP has its pluses, too, because you can go anywhere you want with that HP. But EchoLink sure does the trick for me.
I agree with you. I'll always still carry the HP with fun to get on RF and get in there if you can and make the contact. But often than not, you're in a bad spot. Got your rubber duck. It's not making the repeater. So this level's be nice to have. I'm glad we're taking advantage. Sound crystal clear, EchoLink. All right, I'm going to say 7-3. Nice QSO. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay dry. And I think the weather now is going to start to improve. But we're out of it. That storm has got to be way up to the north now. Even though it was a slow mover, it's got to be at least in the area, if not New Brunswick. All right, 7-3, Rob. Nice to hear you. I'll catch you next time. KC2JRQ. Now listen out.
All right, Joe. Thanks for keeping me company. I had a few minutes to spare. It was a nice QSO, and, you know, I'm glad the repeater's getting some use because apparently it wasn't getting much use, and it needs to be used a lot more. So, 73, have yourself a nice day from W2ROB.
I agree, 73.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
CQ, Victor Uniform 3, Echo Hotel Bravo. Victor Uniform 3, Echo Hotel Bravo. Over.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
KE2BXH, Craig, you listening? KD2OGB, KE2BXH. Nothing heard, KE2BXH will be listening.
Number 2, Victor Hotel, Lulu Mobile, listening. November 2, Victor Hotel, Lulu Mobile, and new VHC Mobile, listening.
Good afternoon. The time is 4:55 p.m. Temperature 59 degrees.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WA2VFM is listening.
Ah, look who's there. Wunderbar.
A2QT. A2QT, WA2VFM.
W2VL repeater.
Standby, weather system.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Temperature 58 degrees. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.